Yes, they play their own instruments, Charlie Brown, has been preempted, so that we might bring you the Zilch Family Holiday Special.
What number is this, Jim?
It's the Zilch Family Holiday Special.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, no, I mean, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short. I know.
Zilch. Zilch.
You're listening to Zilch, a Monkeys podcast.
Ho. Welcome to Your Monkeys Podcast. Welcome to our special holiday special edition of Zilch. And I'm joined by Craig Cohen and Jeff Hewlett.
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
Ken. Good tidings.
Good tidings to you as well, sir. Happy holidays.
Back at you. And happy holidays to all our listeners out there.
Absolutely. And they're all over the world. And I don't care where you are, we hope you celebrate some joyous occasion as you listen to this, and all the people down in Australia and everywhere. I mean, it's amazing. You got people in Brazil and the Czech Republic. It's, you name it, chances are they're listening. So there's a lot of listeners, and we're just glad that you're here with us. And
totally.
You know, it's been a really cool year, Jeff. Looking back on this last year of Zilch, number one, we never thought that this would go like it did, right?
No, I think every one of us has been very surprised and humbled by the reception from all the fans, and how quickly the Facebook group has grown, and all the positive reviews and the great discussions we've gotten into with all of these incredibly wonderful fans that frequent that Facebook page. So, you know, Craig Cohen and I have talked about this many times, and I think when we were at the Peter Tork show a couple weeks back with Melanie, We talked with Melanie about it, and I think all of us have that same opinion.
It's amazing. Do you have any special memory from this last year? I mean, it's really, when I say year, we're looking from May till now. Do you have any special favorite episode or any special time that you can remember from this last year?
Well, you know, I think my favorite and least favorite moments are almost the same ones, and that was I guess I've kind of got a little bit of a reputation for getting into some yelling matches over some of the songs on our album commentaries, and I know we've had some contentious disagreements, but I think that's what makes the show a lot of fun. And I guess the reasons why they're some of my favorite memories are because I love to hash those bits of opinion out with you guys and everybody else. And but I guess they're kind of my least favorite because I hope that there isn't a perception that I'm a negative guy in any way. That, you know, I have no shortage of love for the Monkees, but I'm a straight shooter when it comes to songs I'm not fond of.
Well, you know, one thing I found incredibly refreshing is that we got emails and letters and iTunes reviews and stuff saying, I totally disagree with what Jeff or Ken or whoever said, but I love the discussion. So that is just so cool that, you know, we can all agree to disagree and not be disagreeable. And, you know, if nothing else, that really talks about the kind of spirit that you need over this kind of holiday season. It would be really cool if all the politicians in the world would feel the same way. But, no, you have a right to your opinion. I have a right to mine. Of course, mine's wrong. Just ask my wife. But cue the sound effects. She always tries to keep me in line. It's just great that we can have these differing opinions, and I'm glad we have differing opinions. Don't you guys? I mean, it would make for a really boring show.
I agree. You know, Craig Cohen and I also, we discuss a lot of other music in our personal lives together. We talk quite a bit, and we have disagreements about other bands too, and it just makes the conversations a lot more fun, and you kind of learn a little bit about each other that way too.
Absolutely. Craig, do you have a favorite memory or from the shows from this last year?
I really enjoyed some of the episodes that I wasn't involved with, some of the interviews that you guys did, you and Sarah or you and Melanie. It really gave me it really made me feel like I was part of a living, breathing podcast. And it's kind of neat to really be part of, for lack of a better word, a collective of people creating.
Absolutely.
Because you get to listen to stuff that you weren't involved with, and mm-hmm. it makes for a very different podcast listening experience.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons I love the commentary tracks so much, because when you guys do them, I'm off in another part of the Zilch headquarters and doing my thing. And it's just so great to be part of an ensemble cast, if you will.
Mm-hmm. One of the other amazing things this season, or not this season, since May, since we started the podcast, is I started 2014 having never met a monkey. I had been in the same room. I'd taken pictures of monkeys before at conventions and stuff, but this was the first year that I actually was able to meet two monkeys, and I met Mickey and I met Peter, and it's really neat. If you had asked me at the beginning of 2014 if I was gonna meet a monkey or see a monkey in concert, I'm not sure I would have been able to say that I would.
What a difference a year makes, my friend.
Yes,
that is true.
And it's been really cool because I've made a lot of great friends through this show, and I'd like to just say hello to everybody and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you all. And we sincerely love you guys out there, and we really do appreciate you, and we don't take you all for granted. We do really appreciate the fact that you spend some of your valuable time with us. So what do you guys think of the decorations here at the Zilch headquarters?
Oh. Very, very nice, Ken.
Well,
very festive.
Yeah, a lot of people have been working very hard to make it look good and all holiday-y, if you will. Is that a word? Holiday-y? No, I don't think
holiday.
Holiday-y.
Anyway. I like the lights wrapped around this, you know, the circular staircase. That's that was probably, you probably got dizzy doing that, I'd imagine.
Well, it wasn't me that did. Sarah did that, so.
Ah.
She'll be stopping by later. And as a matter of fact, a lot of really cool people are going to be in and out of this episode, and we are also going to play some greetings from some of our fans. Here's one now.
Happy holidays, everyone. This is Jeff Geringer from sunny Southern California, wishing all my monkey friends a joyous holiday and happy new year. It's a fellowship and a community that we have, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Have a great 2015.
Hi, this is Coco Dolan. I wish everybody out there a wonderful holiday season, no matter what you celebrate. Have a wonderful, safe holiday with your family, and a great, prosperous, happy new year.
Excellent. I think this year I'm going to let my inner Trek nerd take over, and I'm just going to say live long and prosper.
Ah!
I think that's going to be my new holiday greeting. That was a cool message from Coco Dolans. It was great to have her on the show. It was great to have everybody that we had on the show in 2014. So many great people and great monkey friends and fans. And here's another one right now. We welcome Fred Velez and friends. Hello, Fred. Happy holidays.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas to all.
Fred, you're going to be our house band today. You're going to play us in and out of different segments, and this is very cool. Fred, would you please take a second and introduce the folks in the band?
I'll be happy to, Kent. First, we have John Rajinsky and Paul Venturi of the Monkey Files. John is the one who produced and put together the music for my Christmas CD, A Little Bit Christmas. Next up is Danny Salazzi from The Characters. Next is Chris Pick. And then my very dear and lovely Linda Walsh.
So, Fred, what would you like for Christmas this year?
It would be very nice if Rhino puts out the box sets for More of the Monkeys, Headquarters, and Pisces, but I think that's going to take a while. But I would like everybody to have a nice, peaceful Christmas. That, I think, would be much more meaningful this year than that's something that we really need this year.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. To lay before the king, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. When we come,
pa-ra-pa-pum-pum.
yes, he smiled at me. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Me and my drum.
I just wanted to give all our viewers and listeners who've been so nice to us, I wanted to give them our Christmas message, which is about love and peace.
Now, wait, hold it. You can't, man, come on, it's the middle of February. You can't give them a Christmas message now.
Well, why not?
Why not? Well, because you just, you don't, well.
Have a very, very Merry Christmas, and God bless you and yours, from John Roginski of The Monkey Files.
Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Riu, riu, shiu, la guarda rivera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
El lobo rabioso la quiso morder, mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. Quiso le hacer que no pudiese pecar, y en original es tu virgen no tuviera.
Riu, riu, shiu, la guarda rivera.
Dios guardó
el lobo de nuestra codera.
Dios
guardó el lobo de nuestra codera.
Esta que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, ya nos redimido con serse chiquito, aunque infinito, finito se hiciera.
Riu, riu, shiu, la guarda rivera.
Dios
guardó el lobo de nuestra codera.
Dios
guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera.
The Zilch staff would like to thank the wonderful Jamie Hitchcock, who helped provide us that wonderful cartoon drawing of the monkeys singing Riu Chiu. Thank you, Jamie. Your work is awesome. We love your t-shirts, and we also love your Etsy store, which you can find her at etsy.com and search under Smith Stuff. We will put links in the show notes. And Fred, tell us how folks can get your CD.
If folks are interested in getting my CD, A Little Bit Christmas, they could order it on the GoFundMe.com site. That's GoFundMe, that's one word, .com. GoFundMe.com/FTHK94.
And we'll provide links for that as well in our show notes. And now, back to the show.
You know, there's a lot of things you can check out as a Monkees fan around this time of year, and here's a song from their reunion TV special, As Weird As It Is. I'm so glad you could make it.
It's very good to see you guys. How have you been?
Well, let's see who's at the Zilch door. Oh my goodness, it's Melanie Mitchell and Megan Stem Wade. Hey, welcome to the party.
Hey, Ken.
It's so
Hi, Ken.
Good. Hi, it's so good to see you guys. Give us all a big hug. Hey, look who's over in the corner. It's Jeff Hewlett.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Isn't he fantastic?
Merry Christmas.
And over there is Craig Smith, the one and only.
Hello, Megan. You are looking absolutely lovely tonight.
As per usual.
Hey, Craig.
The other Craig, the one I never talked to.
And there's Craig Cohen.
Oh, hi, Megan.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Good, good. It's nice to meet you in a different virtual way.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas.
It's always a great time of year, and I hope everybody has a great holiday.
And there's my Craig. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Melanie. Nice to see you outside of the commentary booth.
Yeah, it's nice to have this moment at this lovely party to get together with you.
My Craig, your Craig, we all have a Craig. And there's Sarah Clark.
Hey.
Hey, Sarah, hey, how's it going?
Sarah.
Megan, do you have a favorite Monkees-related holiday memory? And it can be either the TV show or maybe you saw them on MTV or you might have got a present. Anything.
I think it was 1987 that I got the Then and Now Best of the Monkees album for Christmas, and it was just absolutely the best Christmas ever.
You're very cool.
Springing from my lips, dog.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is official Monkey Man Zach Mortensen, and you are listening to Zilch Podcast.
This looks like a job for... Monkey Man! Up, up, and away!
Ho, ho, ho. Well, Sarah, who do we have here around the Zilch Christmas tree with us today? This is a pretty cool honor. I think
yeah,
this is neat.
This is easily my favorite guest that we have had on the show thus far because everybody, Zach Mortensen, just walked into our party. Come on in and have a seat by our virtual fireplace. We have stuff for s'mores and everything. Mm-hmm. As some of you know, Zach is Zilch's official monkey man, or as official as we ever get around here, and at 10 years old is one of the youngest Monkees fans I know. So thanks for coming to our party, Zach.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
And Zach,
awesome.
you may be 10-year-old, but I act 10 years old, so there you go.
He does.
I'm really glad that you're here. It's been quite a journey that you've been on this summer, and I think that anybody who's been checking out the show and the Facebook page knows that you've been through quite an ordeal. You got a new heart this summer.
Yes, I did.
Now that's quite the Christmas gift, huh?
Yeah, it really is.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about that. How was that going through all of that?
I mean, it was scary at the beginning, but after it happened, it was kind of... I got on my regular routine with medicines and everything. It kind of just became normal.
Right. That's life. It becomes normal eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Yep.
So let's go back into some of your Monkees history. Could you tell us how you first became a fan of the Monkees?
Well, my grandmother showed me the show. I really liked it. And then I started listening to the music. Then I started liking it even more. Mm-hmm. Especially because of the Mickey Dolenz. He sings a lot.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Plus he's funny.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, well, like, for example, on the Zilch shirts, that we sent you a Zilch shirt, and there's the cartoon drawing. I mean, Mickey looks like a cartoon without being a cartoon. I mean, just boom, right from the get-go.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's why a lot of kids are really drawn to him.
For some reason, not a lot of 10-year-olds, I think, are into the Monkees as much these days, probably because they haven't heard of them, but you're probably one of their biggest fans that I know of. Why do you like them so much?
I mean, they always make me laugh. When I'm feeling down and when I was in the hospital, I turned on the Monkees and laughed.
That
Can't
is awesome.
Say it better than that.
I'm going to throw you a weird question. Now, you know the show, right? Have you watched the movie Head yet?
No.
It's weird, man.
I think he's a little young for Head.
It's trippy and it's weird. But someday we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
But it's just a trip of a movie. It's very strange. But I just had to ask while you're here. What is your favorite episode of the TV show?
I like them all, but my favorite is Hillbilly Honeymoon.
Why that one?
Because they just go around and they have to find, like, what they have to be, not the people they aren't.
Right.
They have to, like, disguise themselves. And
Absolutely. That's very cool. That's a fun one. What's your favorite Monkees album?
Headquarters.
Okay. Now, we just recently did our Headquarters Part 1 and 2 episodes. What'd you think of those?
Good.
So, why do you like Headquarters so much?
It was their first album where they played their own instruments, and Mickey wrote a couple of songs by himself.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yes.
Very true.
Like Randy Scousgett, I bet.
Yeah.
Cool. That's one of my favorites. And speaking of Mickey, I've learned from your Facebook page that Mickey's done really a lot of cool stuff for you in the last year or so. How did you get to know him?
Well, one day after I found out I had to get my heart transplant, I was feeling a little down. My grandmother asked Mickey Dolenz to give me a shout out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So right away, I liked him. She showed me some of the episodes and some of the music. I really, really liked it. And Donna Dolenz,
Mickey's wife.
Yeah, friended my grandmother.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Dolenz did a shout out on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed you even have a hat like his, right?
Yes, I do.
I know you walk around looking like Mickey, a 10-year-old walking around like Mickey. That's pretty funny.
Well, there's some resemblance there. I see it.
Definitely. He's actually called you, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Wow. And here I thought getting a call from me or Sarah would be the most exciting. But when you get a call from Mickey, that's really exciting.
Yeah, we can't compete.
Yeah.
I mean, the call with you guys was cool. Was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the one with Mickey was...
super cool.
Super cool, yeah.
Super cool.
I wasn't expecting it. I was just sitting around one day and my grandmother told me, there was a call for me, and I was like, huh. And I heard his voice, and I was like, what?
Wow, that is so cool. So what did he talk to you about? What did he say?
He said his favorite sports were tennis and horseback riding. Never done any of those, but my favorite sport is football. He was doing a play in Carolina, somewhere over there.
Connecticut. A sea state.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Donna Dolenz started talking to me. She said Mickey is a goofball and and how it's been really nice.
Well, you know, you got to get better so you can play tennis with him.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's an idea. We've been telling folks about your story and what's been going on with you. You know, it's been cool being in touch with your grandma and you, and Carol is just a lovely lady, and we want to say Merry Christmas and hi, Carol. We know you're listening. And your entire family, they're just all very special people. Is there anything you'd like to say to all the Zilch listeners?
First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas to all and for everybody to be an organ donor, because without them, I wouldn't be standing here. I want to say a special thank you to Mickey and Donna Dolenz for all of their support, and I'm proud to be an honorary Monkey Man.
That is so cool. Yeah, yes. we got you a Monkey Man's shirt. It's all red, and you fly around the house, don't you?
That's
pretty cool.
Be careful, or your mom's going to make you clean the fan. The ceiling fan.
Yeah, she'll have you up there dusting on the high shelf, so that'll be cool. You know, if people want to know more about Zach and his family's journey, they can go to facebook.com/aheartforzach. That's one word, a heart for Zach. Well, Zach, I want to thank you for coming on and spending some time with us. And we were talking off the air, and we were talking about how with the holidays and Christmas, that this is a chance for people to, like, in a way, get a new heart. You know, remember the Grinch? Like, his heart grew, what, three times the size, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe this is a good time to get a new heart and show the world a little bit more love this year. Wouldn't that be cool for 2015?
Yep, that'd be awesome.
I think so, okay. Too, buddy.
Ho, ho, ho.
Awesome! Have a Merry Christmas, Zach, and a even healthier and happier 2015.
And
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Zach, we love you, man, and we're just glad you're out there. And you keep listening and tell everybody about Zilch, man.
All right. Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
And become an organ donor, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Okay. Talk to you next time, Zach.
Bye.
So, Zach, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Oh, skateboard.
Oh, cool. That sounds good.
Okay, cool.
I don't think I'd do well on a skateboard. Last time I was on a skateboard was in the 80s, and I don't think I can have kids as a result. So, anyway. And here's a cool track from our friend Michael W. Lynch with his take on Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees. Instead, it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Take it away, Michael.
Well, I just got back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. And I called up the old Santa Claus to see what I could see. And he took me to his big workshop and he told his plans to be. Well, you better watch out, you better not cry. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Have a favorite Monkees holiday memory?
Seeing the Monkees Christmas episode when it first aired with Butch Patrick. It's always been a favorite of mine. It's perennial. I watch it every year. It's always nice to relive it and listen to the Monkees do their a cappella version of Rio Chiu, which we do in my Christmas CD. My other memory is when Mickey, Davey, and Peter released in 1976 the single Christmas Is My Time of Year, which was produced by Chip Douglas and written by Chip Douglas and Howard Kalin of the Turtles.
Christmas Day is right. Again, after one more
a time for gathering together with friends to rejoice with laughter and a song. Christmas is my
out there. This is Michael Boyce saying a Merry Christmas, or as the Beatles would say, Happy Crimble. Hopefully you'll have a nice new year and a safe one, and don't drink while driving, because drinking and driving is legal in all the states, and now and you can actually get your license taken away. So please, for your family's sake, for your sake, please, don't drink and drive. Have a safe and happy Christmas from me and all of us at Zilch, a Monkeys Podcast. Thank you. A Merry Christmas.
Well, let's discuss something that happened in the 80s. It was after the Monkees kind of reunited and the MTV Monkees craze had happened. There came this clip on MTV which featured all of the MTV VJs and the Monkees. You guys remember that?
You know what? It's funny. You mentioned it to me and I didn't remember it. And then as soon as I pulled it up and watched it, it felt like I was back there watching it for the first time again.
It was very weird because there was a surprise guest that showed up. And you guys remember who that was?
Nez himself.
And here I thought you were going to say Ronald Reagan. No, yes, it was absolutely Nez himself. And the weird thing about that is that I remember when the big reveal happened, there were some friends that were over and... You know, the Santa Claus takes his hat and everything off, and there's this guy standing there. These guys were like, well, who is that? I'm like, that's Nez. That's Michael Nesmith. Because he had not been in the media as much as the other three at that time. What did you guys think of the video? What did you have any special impressions or thoughts when you watched it?
I love when Davey pulls the axe out of Santa's bag. I thought that was particularly macabre. For a Christmas skit.
Absolutely. And then they did the riding around the tricycle, and I think you mentioned the jump cuts, Jeff.
Yeah, well, they did one of the old cheesy the camera effects where you have, you know, people standing there, and then you tell them to freeze where they are, and you bring another person in, and you start recording together. It looks like the other person just appeared in the scene. So the monkeys are sitting on a couch and the VJs are just kind of magically appearing behind them with those jump cuts. And
wait, you mean that's not monkey magic?
Yeah, a little monkey magic. Well, I think if you watch that entire sketch, it kind of looks like they were trying to channel the energy of the original TV show.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Craig, any thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's just one of those things. I love the energy and the sort of anything goes nature of TV production on, you know, or MTV production back in the mid 80s, where nobody had really figured out how things were supposed to be done yet. So I always love watching stuff like that, because it's when MTV still had an air of unpredictability to it. I'm not sure if this is the right word, but like a danger to it.
Yeah.
It just felt like anything could happen, whereas as the years went on.
Plus, so, you never knew. David Lee Roth could show up with like three hot chicks and spandex. So that was really cool.
So yeah, that's what I really dig about it. It's just great seeing how happy everybody seems. I mean, Peter especially, where, you know, you can talk about Peter's time when he left the band and how dark that was and where he went after that. But here he seems really happy and at peace with, I guess, maybe his place in history and his, you know, his place in history as a monkey as well.
Right. Absolutely. Makes sense.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Jingle bell rock, jingle bells chime and jingle bells chime, dancing and prancing in jingle bell swell in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time
to go gliding on a one-horse sleigh.
Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
Kissing Santa Claus underneath mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Yes, I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
And so this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. This is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one.
Our jolly old elf, Ghosty Timmers, with On the Day We Fall in Christmas.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. 'Twas the night before Christmas, you and me, Santa. 'Twas the night before Christmas, you and me. You'll agree. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, and time just stopped. And he looked so young and fair. 'Twas the night before Christmas, you and me, Santa. 'Twas the night before Christmas, you and me, you'll agree. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. 'Twas the night before Christmas, you and me, Santa. You'll agree. 'Twas the night before Christmas, you and me, Santa. 'Twas the night before Christmas, you'll agree. You'll agree. You'll agree.
Ho ho ho!
Happy holidays, this is Christian Nesmith.
And Cersei Link.
And you're listening to Zilch,
a Monkeys podcast.
Your favorite place for your holiday listening.
Oh my god, you just made my day.
Santa's in the North Pole, checking off his list. Elves are in their workshop, making toys and gifts. But I don't want a thing that other people crave. What's in that old bag of toys just makes me want to say, all I want for Christmas is candy, baby. All I want for Christmas is candy. Full of what you've got, because naughty or nice, I want what you've got. I'm trying to tell you, all I want for Christmas is candy, you know. All I want for Christmas is candy, sugar, snowdrop melting by. Give a
bread man just my size. So lover, why don't we pretend it's Christmas tonight? Is candy, you know. All I want for Christmas is candy. I need angel's lipstick, lollipop. Because nothing tastes as good or hits the right spot. Sweet candy cake. Bread man just my size. You know I'd like to have Christmas every night. All I want for Christmas is candy, yes sir. All I want for Christmas is candy. All I want for Christmas is candy.
Ho,
ho, ho.
Sarah, it's our first Monkeys Christmas together, our first Monkey Holidays together. Let's get the cookies over here, and pretty soon everybody's going to be coming along. Oh, Sarah?
Hey, guys!
Look, it's
Christmas.
Ian Lee!
Merry Christmas, guys!
It's Ian! Did you bring the crackers?
I've certainly pulled a few crackers in my time, yes, but here's a present for you, Sarah!
Yay!
And Ken, look, I bought this for you. Don't open it until Christmas morning, though, you little...
All right, well, I promise I won't. Okay.
Sorry, but, I've been enjoying the Christmas spirit a little bit too much.
I can tell.
You have really cheap beer in this country. I'm going to come here more often.
You know, in Japan, you can get it in vending machines, but that's a whole nother, you know. It is so cool that you're here at the Zilch headquarters with us at this time of year. And there's Melanie over there.
Hi, Ian. I got this sweater just for you.
Hey, Melanie. What are you doing? Melanie's not talking to me. We had a falling out.
Oh, okay.
Only joking. Hey, Mel. Nice to see you. Loving the Christmas jumper.
And the two Craigs are over there?
Craig and Craig. High five. High ten, guys.
Ian Lee. Been a long time since the convention. Very good to see you. That wasn't quite sure you'd be here. What a pleasant surprise.
And Jeff Hewlett.
Jeff Hewlett, you old... The Jeffatola, Jeff Meister Hewlett, as we call you, Lord Jeffrey of Hewlett.
There you go.
He owes me £5. That's about $8, and I really do need that money. Have fun with this one, Ken. This together. Merry Christmas, everybody! Ho, ho, bloomin' ho! Oh, you Americans do Christmas properly, don't you? It's just like National Lampoon.
Exactly. You know, you can't have enough lights. Never enough lights.
Your electricity bill must be huge, though, Ken. Blimey.
Now we write it off on our taxes.
Ah, I see. Ah, you gotta love America, the land of the free. Hey, we used to own this island. We might come back and take it one day. Only joking. You guys can keep it.
Besides, we're charging Raybert, so...
Good.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas to all.
Hey, Fred.
Melanie, do you have a favorite Monkees holiday memory?
Well, actually, this time of year is so special for me because it's when my book came out.
And so I remember getting the author's proof of my book in the mail and my hands shaking so much I could barely open the package.
Wow, that's so cool.
And speaking of my book, Merry Christmas, everybody. Look what I've got in the package for all of you.
Melanie, this is possibly one of the best gifts that has ever been bestowed upon me. Thank you so much.
Everyone should get a copy of this book.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone should get a copy of this book.
Thank you, Melanie. I've always wanted this.
I love this book. It's so awesome. Everyone should have it. Happy holidays.
And everybody does.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
I see everyone's having a great time at the party tonight. I see that Melanie is dancing on the table again. Craig, oh boy, he's really getting into that punch bowl, isn't he? Oh dear. And Ken, take that lampshade off your head. It suits you.
We're the band that Miss Vandersloot hired for the party is who we are.
Yeah, there must be some mistake. We were expecting four gentlemen.
Would you accept four ladies who shave?
I can accept anything. Wait in here, ladies. Boys with long hair, girls who shave. The world's gone to pot. No one knows who lives who these days.
That's charming.
Ho, ho, ho!
Deck the halls. Ready? One, two, three.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. It's the season to be jolly, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don't we know our gay apparel, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Through the age of you, my carol, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Christmas is nothing but tinsel and neon and Peabody make.
Smile at the pretty girl, Melvin.
I can't smile.
Now, Melvin and Mickey, these are Christmas trees. You can tell they're Christmas trees because of their evergreen branches. Now, the evergreen branches is a symbol of the wellspring of goodness that bubbles up in mankind at this time of year. It is a constant reminder of the golden rule of doing unto others as you would have.
Before they do unto you, right?
Wrong. I let that pushy woman have that tree because it's better to give than to receive. And besides that, there are plenty of small trees around. We'll just pick a small tree, right?
Wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
Well, there are no more small trees left.
Well, that's okay. We'll take a big tree. How much is a big tree?
$10.
Won't take a big tree.
Remember, it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah, well, but with $30 left in the kitty, it's better not to give that much.
Yeah.
And besides that, as usual, I have a brilliant plan.
Well, this is the way it was done in the old days, Melvin. When the meaning of Christmas was clear. Men were men and boys were boys. And, ooh, look at this in here. See, if you wanted a tree like this, you just went out and you cut it down. Thanks, here. I'm going to get this stand back, son. I'm surprised the day I was born.
And you live the rest of the year in pain.
I know why they chopped down trees in the old days, because they didn't have enough money to buy them.
Yeah, maybe you guys better go buy a tree.
Right. Okay. Go buy a tree.
Bye.
Bye.
Mike, I found some holly and mistletoe. Holly and mistletoe!
Oh, no, wait! That's not holly!
That's not holly!
No, it's not even mistletoe!
Not even mistletoe!
No.
What is it?
It's commonly known as
poison ivy.
And joining us today on the Zilch Hotline is David Levin. How are you today, sir?
Ken, how are you? This is quite an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the honor is all ours. Not many people get to say that they sang on stage with the Monkees, but you did.
I still, and this is something I say often to people, I don't believe it happened. It was surreal. It's something people said, oh, your dream came true. Well, I never dreamt it because they didn't do that. You know, the right. Mic in the crowd for going down, that's great. I'm not dismissing that. When did they, maybe Davey brought somebody on stage? I know... people dance with him, but when did they bring somebody on stage to sing a song? I'll tell you this, I would trade David Jones being here with us and not have this story. But since we can't change, sadly, what's happened, this was short of a child bringing a child into the world. This was the biggest thrill of my life.
A dream of a lifetime. Well, before we get to the whole story, let's talk about your Monkee fandom. When did you become a Monkees fan? And tell us your little Monkee story. We all have them.
Oh, yeah. I was about 7, not quite 8, so 75, 76, syndication. Mm-hmm. Fan of the show first, and along with the show came the music, of course. And right. And truth be told, for many years, I, you know, as a kid from 7, 8 to honestly 13, 14, I probably knew the Arista greatest hits. That's about it. I could tell you that, but I want to mention that at recess in second and third grade, of course, I was Davey, because I was a short kid, so I'm short adult now, and we had three other guys, and remember my friend Steve was Mike, and actually, no, pardon me, this guy Michael was Mike, not because his name was Michael, but he was tall, and Stephen was Mickey, because he was goofy, and we're still friends. He's in New York. Can't think who was Peter, but there was, I think, this guy Howard, actually, come to think of it. And, you know, we'd run around the schoolyard, and, you know, we weren't singing, but we were being the monkeys, you know.
Right.
But my father took me to see Head in 19, pardon me, I was probably 16, almost 16, in 1984, and I hear, ding, 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 look, guys, I was like, wait a minute, What is this? I never had heard "Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow." Mm-hmm. I'm gonna upset people that know me. Like, what? You didn't know that till you were 16? I knew what I knew, and you know, I was young. I didn't have a million albums yet, no tapes. But you know, I always, when the show was on, I'd always watch it. And you only heard so much, you know.
Right. To me, if you didn't have like an older brother or somebody that was into it, or maybe you got it from an aunt or something like that, you know, you would find this out in dribs and drabs as you went along, you know.
This is true. My father took me to see Head. He never spoke of them. My mother, who loves them through me, never talked about them. And my older brother was a fan, but never really mentioned them. He got me into other bands, of course, The Who, yes. Led Zeppelin and so on.
And you passed it along to your daughter now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's
great. She has seen, my daughter Lauren has seen Davey once solo, and met him two different times, actually. Saw Mickey, Peter, and Davey in 2011 concert in, I think it was May of 2011. And saw... met David, Mickey, and Peter. Yeah, she said, "Dad, when am I going to be popping Nez?" I said, "Well, that might be a tough one, but you know, she's been very lucky in a short time." Yeah, but she's a big fan, and you know, we do tributes to David on his birthday. It's tough, then there's of course the same day as Mike's birthday, so
right.
But We have a lot of fun. She knows a lot of music through me. And her mother helped a bit too, but more so through me. We've been singing for years, having fun.
Well, it's great that you could all share that generationally as a family. Now, we alluded to this earlier, but you got to sing on one of the last tours with the Monkees. They were doing Daydream Believer, and at this point, band wasn't really sure how to approach it, so they came up with this idea of having someone from the audience sing it. Mickey would say something to the effect of, "It's not our song, it's your song," correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, you were chosen to sing Daydream Believer with the Monkees. Where did this happen?
This was in a little town called Glenside, Pennsylvania, at the Keswick Theater. Nice old theater. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you get chosen out of all of those people?
I was not in the first row, I was in the fifth row, and dumb luck, to quote Cersei Link, I waved. I can't tell you, I sat there quietly, I was waving, and he went stage right, stage left, and suddenly he said, "You, sir, right here." And Ken, I could have dropped dead.
I'll bet.
I was never nervous. I was in absolute shock. Security leads me back through narrow, you know, up a few steps, narrow backstage. And all I kept saying was, "I can't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it." In fact, when I walk on stage and Mickey corrals me, I must have said, "I don't believe this." You can't hear what I say, but right in the mic, Mickey says, "What?" So the theater heard what, you know, in the Mickey voice, and it's like, you know, I just was in shock. I saluted Papa Nez, turned to my left, saluted Peter, and off we went. And I just, a 4 inches from the mic is Mickey Dolenz on my right. And Mike's on my right and Peter's on my left. I just could not believe it. But I think I held it together. My voice was gone from singing in my seat all night. In fact, to speak to that, I asked Mickey a year and a half later, probably at this most recent con, I said, what made you pick someone out of the audience? And he said, well, if I saw them singing and seemingly knowing the words to the songs, I would pick them, you know, because he had picked, this was the eighth show of the tour, mm-hmm. including the dress rehearsal in Los Angeles. He had picked women 6 out of 7 times.
Yeah, I was wondering, maybe I thought you might have shown him some leg, you know.
That would be, he would be going off to the 5 other people for that. But it was just, I could not, my mother was there to see it, which was just wonderful. She was in her glory. In fact, there's a video out there of her reaction a couple times, and she points, she's telling the person videoing, get him, you know, like she's smiling, but she's pointing, get that guy, you know, mm-hmm. get who's up on stage. But so she, that was so nice, because she's not always so well. She's up there in age, and for her to, she doesn't, I can't say she didn't stop talking about it, but she just was thrilled for me, as many people were, and strangers and friends alike.
Oh, God bless her.
Been,
God bless her.
It was just absolutely stupendous to
what
be
a cool
part of.
Memory.
And an honor. Yeah. And Davey's my idol, and to be in a tribute to him, and he's behind us on the screen, you know, just beyond a thrill. Mm-hmm.
Well, it definitely is a dream come true, and I'm glad you came on the show today to share your memories and your thoughts on Davy Jones. And he's definitely someone that, as a Monkees fan, we all miss so much. I just want to thank you for sharing this with us today.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for having me, and as Peter Tork would say, it's been a pleasure.
Well, thanks for stopping by today and monkeying around with us.
Thank you, Ken. Take care now. This is David Levin, and I want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of the Zilch fans and all Monkey fans out there. Have a great holiday season.
Special idea. He said, we can't sing this anymore. We don't own this song. You do. Who wants to sing this song with me? Who wants to sing this song with me? Where's the stairs up here? Over there? Who wants to sing this song with me? You, sir. Right there. Thank you.
Fred Velez and Friends.
Merry Christmas from Sarah Mastrell in Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Merry Christmas from Corley and Tammy in Rochester, New York.
Merry Christmas from Andrew Ritchie, East Freedom, Pennsylvania.
Merry Christmas from Jaya McSharma in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeehaw!
Merry Christmas from the Blue Meanies.
Merry Christmas from Mickey Galena in Newport Richey, Florida.
No?
Yes, now!
Feliz Navidad from Pilar Velez and Fred, mother, living in New York.
Merry Christmas, minasa. Sticky na Christmas o skosh kudasai. Kyoko from Japan.
Christmas Day.
Could make a true endeavor to be friends, there could be
Carnal Missouri.
Merry Christmas from Dave Farley here in Salem, Illinois.
Merry Christmas from Ron Nelson in Imperial, Missouri.
Have a very Merry Christmas. This is from Katie Ball in London.
Yeah.
Christmas means love and good cheer for all the world.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year.
A very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.
Very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.
May God bless you and yours with a very, very, very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and everyone wave to George.
The crew that's helped us for these last 2 years have families that are all over the country, and because some of them won't get home for the holiday season...
Does anybody have anybody in England?
I don't know.
Okay. Even in Dubuque?
Because they won't get home to see him for the holiday season, we thought we'd bring them on and let you meet them and let them say hello to whoever was out there, say hello, and bring you the Monkees and their crew's Christmas message, which is peace.
And love.
And everything else.
Go get the guys.
Every day.
Lippy, Lippy, come here.
I'm serving Lippy, the cameraman.
This is serving
Lippy.
Our cameraman. And Pat Palmer. And Dick Singer.
Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Ken.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if this eggnog spiked or not.
Oh, I hope it is.
I think somebody might have slipped a Mickey in it.
Oh!
Thankfully,
keep
it wasn't.
Peter in check.
You
got that 10 mils lamp.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
And now, on behalf of the Zilch staff, Craig Smith with a very special message for this very special time of the year. And now, Craig Smith.
Cheers!
And that was Craig Smith with his special holiday message. Happy holidays.
On behalf of myself and the group here at Zilch, we'd like to wish you all the safest and happiest of holidays. Whatever you celebrate, celebrate it with all your heart and love one another. And to quote the Monkees and Ringo, peace and love, peace and love. Craig, you know, it wouldn't be a party if you didn't play this song as we, you know which song I'm talking about.
Let's Dance On?
Yeah!
Nice, let's do it.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to all.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
And that's our show. Zilch is an online nonprofit Monkees audio fanzine made by fans for fans. Any samples of music or interviews heard remain property of their owners. We are not related to the Monkees or any of their members past or present. We are not affiliated with Rhino or Ray Burt. If you hear anything you like from the band, go on Amazon or iTunes and buy it. If you enjoyed the show, like us on Facebook and rate us on iTunes. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm your announcer, Chelsea Epstein, saying always take some time to monkey around.
It's the Star Wars... Oh, wait a minute. Now, here we go. It's the Zilch Family Holiday Special. I'm your announcer, Ghosty Timmers, wishing you a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas. It's the Zilch Family Holiday Special. I'm your announcer, Ghosty Timmers, wishing you a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.